Hare Krishna. Don't stay crying in the night. Start crying for the light. Suppose a child is lost in the darkness. Now the feeling of helplessness and fear and desolation might so much overcome that child that they start crying. Now crying is natural, but at that time, crying in the night is not necessarily going to, that crying in the night is not necessarily the solution. So the solution is to look for the light. So if a person is lost, then okay, I need to find a way. So where there is light, let me move for that and let me ask for the light. Let me seek light. So at that time, if the light is shown, then the person can find the way towards a safe destination. Now, in the material existence is often compared to a dark place. And it is a tamasoma jyotirgama. That go from darkness to light. So now, when we say tamasoma, move away from darkness, what does this mean? That actually, there are times in our life when everything seems to be dark. That where we are, what we are doing, how should we go ahead? Nothing seems to be clear. So Arjuna faces this problem in the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita when he says that I just don't know, O Krishna, what should I do? He says that Michachakno me avasthatum brahmati vacha me manaha nimittani cha pashyami viparitani keshava. So he says, Nachaknomi avasthatum. It's not possible for me to stay over here. Brahmati vacha me manaha. My mind is wandering like anything. Nimittani cha pashyami. And what I see is causes of misfortune. Viparitani keshava. I see everything going wrong. So at this particular point, what Arjuna sees is utter darkness. So now darkness doesn't mean that it doesn't refer to physical darkness. It was daytime when Arjuna was observing the battlefield. And the point Arjuna is that normally light is considered to be that which enables us to find our way. So darkness, the converse of that is that which prevents us from finding any way. And Arjuna, he continues speaking, and this was 2.30 what I got, and by 2.6, he is overwhelmed. And he says that, Krishna, what should I do? He says, there's no course of action that seems feasible for me. Nachaitad vidma katarano gariyo yadva jayemi divano jayeyu yane vahatvana jijivishamaste avastitaha mukhe dharta rashtraha. So he says that Jishaknomya stha. So he says, Chaitadvid Mahakatarano Gariyo. Which is better? I don't know. Should I fight and kill them? Should I fight? Should I give up the fight? Should I just fight and let them overcome me because my heart is not fighting? What should I do? None of these options seem feasible to me. What should I do? So I just don't know. So at this time, this darkness of indecision clouds around Arjuna in overwhelming thickness. And he just doesn't know what to do. So he is akin to crying in the night, not knowing what to do. But he doesn't stay crying in the night. He starts crying for the light. In the next verse, he turns towards Krishna and he seeks Krishna's help. And he says, Karpanya dosho pahata swabhava pruchhami tvam dharma sammoodha chetaha ishreyascha nishchitam bruhi tanme shishyaste ham shati mam tvam prapannam. So he says, oh Lord, that karpanya dosho, I am overwhelmed by weakness, I do not know what to do. Ishreyascha, please tell me what is my long term good. Pruchhami dharma sammoodha chetaha, I am asking you, what is my duty? So dharma is not just some culture's code or some religion's belief. Dharma essentially refers to the way we live in harmony with our nature, the way we join the harmony that characterizes existence, the way we act according to our nature. So Arjuna asks, how should I act in this situation? And in this way, by turning to Krishna, he begins crying for the light. So now, even if Krishna is not present next to us in a direct sense, visual, in a visibly accessible sense, but our body is like a chariot. And Krishna is present in our own heart with us. Sarvasya chaham hridisannivishto. He says that he is there in the heart of all living beings. So when we find ourselves getting overwhelmed by the darkness of indecision, desolation, dejection, not knowing what to do, where to go, how to cope, sometimes problems can come in such an overwhelming way that these emotions can come. But rather than staying, we cannot avoid crying, but rather than crying in the night, feeling sorry for ourselves, feeling helpless, what we can do is turn our feeling faculty towards Krishna and start crying for the light. Krishna, I don't know what I should do. Please guide me. Vichami tvam dharma sammurajeta. I am deluded. Please guide me. And this is Krishna spoke the wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. Similarly, if we sincerely pray to Krishna in due course of time, from within our heart, guidance will emerge about how we should move forward. Because at the very least, even if the specifics of what we should do are not clear, if we take care of the generics, that means that yes, in indecision, take the decision of seeking shelter of Krishna. And from that point onwards, because we have connected to the source of light, gradually, dadami buddhi yogam tam yena maupayantite. Krishna will give us the intelligence by which we can move forward on an auspicious path. Thank you. Hare Krishna.